The National Disaster Management Organization says people living along the White Volta in the Upper East region are responding to flood alert messages. This is to help reduce the loss of lives and property to the barest minimum this year when the Bagri and Kopingoga dams in the Burkina Faso are open tomorrow. The Upper East Regional Coordinator of NADMU, Patrick Akaki, told Radio Ghana that government is considering building a dam very soon at Paulugu to harvest volumes of water that cause floods in the region each year. He talked to Papo Bruce.
What will I anticipate is nothing that will be too different from the previous ones, because the moment we have enough rains in the Upper East region and the soil becomes saturated, and then these Burkinabe people release those volumes of water from their two dams, the Bagri Dam and the Kumpego Dam, then the water certainly comes direct. It has no other source coming straight into the Upper East region. And it comes in so much volume that it will spread into, it will overflow the banks of the White Volta and straight into farms. It continues like that straight into the northern region. It has to do with Talsin Nab Dam, Jebila, Boku, and that's along that line.
Now, so, Mr. Akake, NADMU, have you activated any flood alert?
Oh, yes, of course. When we got the info the day before yesterday, we equally told our district coordinators to liaise with the information services department, then ask that they to release their information vans, and they go from community to community to inform them that this is what we are expecting, and that they shouldn't be kidding with it. It is true that they will really release the water from the Bagri Dam. And this they have carried out. Yesterday, I went to the field to find out whether the information had gotten to them very well. And when we got there, I was so happy. Many who had their farm quite close to the White Volta Basin were there harvesting. And the only thing that they did, and we thought they had not risen well, was that instead of just harvesting and getting out to safer ground, they will harvest, keep them in the farm, and will begin to dehusk the maize before they carry it away. So we advised them, we said, look, the water is certainly coming. We don't know the magnitude, but if it will behave the way it did the previous years, certainly your farm will be swallowed. So just harvest, look for a donkey cart or a motor cane, and carry your produce to a safer place, so that when the waters come, you have no problem again. And this they understood.
Now, so tell me, are the people responding to the flood alert appropriately?
Oh, yes. That's exactly what I'm saying. They are responding because I certainly just saw, and we asked them whether they had the information or it was by coincidence. And they told us they had the information that the Bagri Dam spillage is certainly coming. That's why they are trying to fast-track their way.
Again, tell me, Mr. Akake, do you think there's a need to build a dam in the Upper East region to harvest volumes of water that caused the floods?
Yeah, that has been so. Plans are far advanced in that direction because the state has now come to realize that the best way to handle this perennial problem is to have a very big reservoir, and the site has been picked is at Kwalibu, where they expect to construct a very large dam so that when Wagadougou people have excess waters and they don't need and they will have to spill, we will just harvest that so that in the dry season we can use that to farm.
The Upper East Regional Coordinator of NADMU, Patrick Akake, talking to Papo Bruce. We now go over to our correspondent, Dangma Phyllis Lambert, who has just returned from some communities likely to be affected when the Bagri and Kopingo dams are open tomorrow. He tells Papo Bruce that unlike previous times, the people are moving from the lowlands to the high-level lands. This is as a result of adequate education that they have received.
I've been there, and well, people have actually responded to the minister's advice, which was broadcast on both local and national media in the region and outside the region. People are moving gradually. As of yesterday, movement wasn't as encouraging as it has been today. One unfortunate thing is that most of the farmers farmed very late this year, and so they could not harvest their crops because they were not ready for harvesting. As of now, people are still moving upstream.
Which communities will suffer this disaster if the dams are open?
Yeah, well, as earlier on mentioned, most of the communities along the banks, that is in the Talasin Nab Dam district, they are the people that are supposed to be affected. And then people who have come far to come and farm along the banks of the river.
So what different are we doing this time to prevent loss of lives and property?
That most seems to be preparing feverishly towards this incident. The minister told us that they will get in touch with them, and he also expected us to collaborate with them in letting the people know what is ahead of them. And I think the media, we've done our part by educating them through our reportage. And that more is also using, taking advantage of the information department to also let the people know what is happening.
So, Lambert, the response to the flood alert is encouraging. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, it is encouraging, especially today. Yesterday wasn't all that encouraging. But this morning, when I got there, a lot of people were actually moving as compared to yesterday.
The Upper East Regional Correspondent, Dangmas Felix Lambert.